look out for a brand new series of documentaries on CBBC. For example, on the 12th of this month, 12th of December, a little proggy called Show Me What You're Made Of. Stacey Dooley presents this new documentary series for CBBC. It follows five British kids as they travel to the other side of the world to work in factories making their much-loved gadgets, toys and clothes. But do they have the backbone to swap places with the workers of Asia? Through five eye-opening episodes, the kids report to genuine bosses, sleep in the homes of real workers, and see the reality of life for the people who actually make their favourite things. On Monday, five kids go to Indonesia and are put to the test in one of Asia's most successful toy factories. The work is hot and there are strict rules in place. Will they impress their new bosses, or will some of them be shown the door? On Tuesday, Stacey takes the kids to their second job in Indonesia in a vast high-tech clothing factory, which occupies a site the size of 11 football pitches, which I think is, quite grand on scale, I think. Well, the kids find the poverty outside the factory gate difficult to stomach, and they finally get the chance to grill a factory boss about workers' wages. On Wednesday, the kids move on to the Philippines as they visit a jewellery factory on the island of Cebu. The conditions in the factory are hotter than anything they've experienced before, and tempers begin to fray within the group of kids. They are also taken into the interior of the island to stay in a remote village where many of the people support their families by making the jewellery. On Thursday, the kids will be working in a jaw-dropping electronics factory in Manila, if I can say that, which makes millions and millions of parts for the electronic gadgets that they rely on at home. The targets in the factory are seriously high, and the overall aim is to get a human being to be as efficient as any machine. How will the kids cope with the sterile work environment, the head-to-toe protective suits, and working at the fastest of speeds in total silence? I just wonder if this is one of the nicer factories that they've chosen for the programme. Friday's final episode of the series sees the kids spending the last few days of their trip roughing it out as farm hands on a silk farm in the Philippines. Here they have to handle and process the big fat live bugs. Oh dear. I'm just imagining that. Oh dear. Needed to make luxury silk, and some of the group have to face deep-seated fears to be able to do the job. I can imagine, but I wish I couldn't imagine, because I've got the image in my head now. After 3 weeks in Asia, can they show that they now have the inner strength to tackle whatever is thrown at them, or will any of them fall at the final hurdle? If I had the task of doing that, I would probably fall at the first hurdle, quite frankly. So watch out for that. That's Show Me What You're Made Of. That's on Monday, 12th of December, to Friday, the 16th of December. And sticking with Auntie Beeb, there's a Christmas episode. I've lost it now. Where's it gone? Mike the Knight, Santa's Little Helper. A little Christmas episode thing here on CBeebies you may want to watch. It is Christmas Eve night in the snow-covered Glendragon or something. An overexcited Mike cannot resist taking a peek downstairs to see if Santa has been, and is thrilled to discover a selection of presents under the tree. But when he cannot find one addressed to him, Mike determines that he must be on Santa's naughty list. The young knight in training decides that his mission must be to help Santa in order to receive his gift. When Santa is busy tucking into some Christmas treats at a village house, Mike steps in and tries to deliver the presents himself, with a little help from Evie, Sparky and Squirt. But in his haste to deliver the presents before Santa appears, Mike ends up ruining some of the gifts. Oh dear, that was bound to happen, poor thing.